Okay, we'll say a word of prayer and we'll jump right in this. Dear Yah, we just bless your name and we just thank you for your presence. And we seek wisdom and understanding on today. We bless you in advance for it. We just thank you for the life that you have planned for each one of us to bring us to an expected end. We look forward to that. And we just thank you for all the things that we do, that you do for us. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. There are just so many wonderful things that's happening right now, and y'all just wanted me to encourage each one of you and just remind you of as I mentioned earlier, the thoughts for success that he has planned for us. Very exciting times to be living in. There's just so much going on. We're in a very delicate situation as far as this country is concerned, or even as far as the world is concerned. Everything is at a fragile state right now. But at the same time, Yah is... Yah is, again, doing some wonderful things. And all the things that he has revealed, you know, to me over the years and things that he has given information on and just understanding on, everything is coming to pass to perfection. And that's what's so impressive about Yah is he is the only God, you know, that can decree a thing and it come to pass exactly the way that he says, you know, is going to happen. And just thinking about all the things that that I've been experiencing these past few months, just kind of going back to when things first start happening, you know, to me as far as my health was concerned. It started around about this time, around, you know, your September, October month, somewhere up in there. And so it's been going on about a year. And there are some things that I want to, you know, I'm going to be transparent with you on. I've never said this to any of you, not even my immediate family. Whereas I have so much trust in Yah that I have so much trust in Yah that there are things that I'm willing to do in order for his trust to be gained by you. And I remember once, again, I've never said this to anybody, it's just something that I just kind of said to Yah. Yah was like, you know, he didn't say anything, but being that I'm dealing with these things now is what he basically agreed. That's the best way I can put it. You get people who said that they trust Yah. They have faith in Yah. And then when something happened, whether, you know, it's something unexpected or something happens to the physical body or whatever, that trust is lost. Well, I went to Yahoo. I can't remember exactly when, but I know I did. I went to Yah and I basically said in a nutshell, I said, okay, Yah, you know, and here recently I've told you guys the same thing, but it's a little bit deeper. What I'm about to tell you is a little bit deeper. You know, when I told you, I said, Yah told me to show y'all how to, basically in a nutshell, how to walk by faith. He was like, be the example of how to walk by faith. Well, you know, I took on the task and have been doing that to the best of my ability. Well, I had said to Yah a while back, I said, okay, Yah, I said, you know, people always making these claims about how they trust you and they have faith in you. And then when something again happens, then they waver. And I said to Yah, I said, even as far as sickness is concerned, I said, you know, people can trust Yah, but when they get sick, then they start to doubt, you know, you and lose their trust in you. You know, when I say trust, I'm talking about faith. Lose their faith in you and just be like, okay, this is not real because, you know, we've been trained to believe by traditions of men that you know, once we give our life to Yah or are followers of Christ, that everything is supposed to be peaches and cream, you know, candy cookies and donuts, as I always say. And people have that mindset, and it has run rapid throughout the so-called church. And when people get disappointed from a perspective of what they were believing Yah for, then again that trust, that faith changed. The actions changed, all these different things changed, and you could see the mentality that, okay, Yah, since you're not expressing your faithfulness to me according to, you know, my needs, then I refuse to, you know, to pass it forward, so to speak, that faith in you. Well, I said this to Yah. I said, Yah, I said, I wouldn't mind you making me sick. I said, so that I can show people how to trust you even in sickness. Well, as I mentioned, Yah didn't say anything, but here I am. Going through some things as far as the physical body is concerned, learning some things at the same time. Yah also causing me to be disciplined in a whole lot of areas. What I've come to understand is that when a person says, or when doctors or whatever say that that you got fluid on your body, and they give you water pills and things like that, that is inappropriate because the fluid is not water. Is mucus, and that's why you see certain people have issues with weight loss and things like that, is because they're doing things to try to get the weight off, but they're not taking care of the cause. They're constantly dealing with the effect. You know, I like using it as far as blood pressure is concerned, whereas a person will take blood pressure medicine, which is an effect from something that is going on somewhere else, instead of finding the root or the cause of why the blood pressure goes up. It is Yah designed us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And there are things that the body does to warn us that something is going on that shouldn't be going on, and we need to address it. Well, I've been having some fluid in my legs and my feet and things like that, and it's been mucus. And what I realized is that my entire, Yah had given me instructions. He changed my workout regimen. He changed a lot of things, but here recently he changed how I work out. There are certain ways I have to work out. There's a certain time frame I have to work out now, and I have to stop whether I'm finished or not. And so what he was informing me, he was like, your body is overworked. And you have a lot of inflammation, and you have a lot of mucus. So much so, just being transparent, so much so that since I've been doing some right things, mucus has just been draining. Draining out of my rear end and different things like that. So I'm literally draining. And so it's just Yah, manifesting and bringing about the healing in his time frame, not mine. You remember? So that's why, we have to, what I mean by we, using myself as an example to give you the same encouragement. No matter what, we have to stay faithful. And so, Yah agreed. He didn't tell me he was going to do it. He just agreed when I made the statement. Because I said, I want to show people how to trust you even in sickness. When you're not feeling well, when things are off, and not, I want to still be able to show you. Question, can Yah shine in you when you're not feeling shiny? When you don't feel like you're shining, can he still shine? Can he still be glorified in you when things are not going your way? I challenge Yah with that circumstance, and he again agreed, and so here I am, I'll boldly say I'm standing up to the challenge. And my faith in him, my trust in him has not wavered at all. So much so that, that I've gone to Yah and been like, okay, if you want to take me out from this, you be glorified even in that. So when I tell y'all I'd rather die than to live and not glorify Yah, I'm not getting when I say that. So if my death brings glory to him, then let me die. Because my trust is in him. Well, just to kind of, encourage you and ease your mind, when I talk to him that way, he always said to me, he ain't finished with me yet. And he has plans, for my life, in the near future. And so, in dealing with these things, I want to encourage you that regardless of what is going on, regardless of how you feel, regardless of your circumstance, we still have to trust Yah. This is when the rubber hits the road. Yah doesn't use anything that he doesn't try, test. And so it's vitally important that we make up our mind and be fully persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of Yah. Absolutely nothing. That's my mindset. my mindset is this is all the way, I'm all the way in. I remember when I was a teenager. Yeah, I was a teenager, and I was visiting this church in Dallas, actually. I think it was some relatives' church. And, it was in Greenville. We were in Greenville, and I can't remember the our relatives who had a church in Greenville. But the man called, you know, I remember it was me and Charles and Wayne, Kelvin, you know, cousins and stuff. And I think the guy was related to Kelvin and Wayne's side of the family on his mom's side. I think that's the way it was. So we were all there. So the guy calls me up. Well, he called all of us up. He's like, "Don't y'all want to be saved?" I said, "No." You know, I mean, he was, he was a little bit surprised that I was bold enough to say no. Like, "Well, why you don't want to be saved?" I said, "Because I ain't ready to be saved. I understood salvation based upon what I was taught back then." I said, "I ain't ready to be saved." I said, "Because when I do get saved, I'm all in. I ain't playing." I said, "So I know I'm still playing if I get saved now. So I'd rather," it is, my perspective was, I was like, "I'd rather go to hell than accept what you said and no walking. I would prefer, I don't want to go to hell, but I would prefer to go than to play." And, church folks be playing. And Yah is saying to us that he don't, he doesn't need just faith from us in these days that we're living in. But he need great faith. Now, the difference is, all of us have faith in something. We trust Yah in something. All of us can admit, and we can admit a circumstance whereby we trust Yah. But great faith trusts Yah in everything. In other words, faith, faith can get us through certain situations. And again, all of us have testimonies where our faith has gotten us through something. But at the same time, Yah is wanted us to come up to the standard of great faith, where we have the mindset that no matter what I go through, my trust is still in Yah. Now, I just heard the Spirit of Yah say this. Now, we can say that, "I trust Yah in everything." But faith, remember, James 2 said, "Faith without works is dead." So what I do determines my faith. I let you talk it and I'll show it. Okay? Another person can talk it and you can show it. Faith is shown in our action. It's not just verbiage. Okay, so what Yah wants out of us is great faith. Faith when you're sick, faith when nothing is going right, faith when every time you look around, something seems to be happening that's not according to plan. The most terrible things that you can think of, that you can go through, Yah said, "I need your faith when you're there." You got to be fully persuaded. When that takes place, then we are now ready to be used as the vessels to bring in the harvest that Yah has available for his kingdom. Remember what he said to me in reference to us as a ministry, that more people will come into the body of Christ than in the history of the church. Now, in order for that to take place, there has to be something that's different about what Yah is doing with us for him to give us that decree, and we have to rise up to that standard. You have something else?
I got a testimony.
Go ahead.
In the same vein of what we're talking about, that Yah is just faithful. So I texted you earlier saying I didn't know if I was going to make it because I had a deadline and I had to get it done. And if I got it done, I would come. If not, I would just dial in. So I basically have a device that I'm having to configure and ship out today to get it where it needs to go. So I'm thinking I got everything I need, everything working out great, everything look good. Log into the device. And it is not the way it's supposed to be. And I'm like, crap, I'm up the creek. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm panicking, and I'm really like, I'm devastated. So, I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm just trying to, I'm scratching my head. I got nothing. I'm thinking it's going to collapse. So, y'all show me. So basically what I need is like a little flash card. But it's special for this device. It ain't like you can just go to the store and buy it. You can't get it, you know. And he showed me, like, 2 years ago, I had one of them. And I was thinking, I don't think I'm going to ever need this. But I didn't throw it away. I just kept it. So for 2 years, it was sitting there for this moment that when I needed it. And then I was like, okay, I remember I had it. I don't know where it is. So I'm panicking, I'm looking, I go straight to it, I find it, put it in there, it works, all the panic is gone, everything worked out, I get it done, I get it shipped out, I'm okay. But it's almost like he knew way back then that I was going to need it. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But it's like he provided for what I needed right then 2 years ago and I didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. It is... That is a testimony that shows us how y'all want to work with us. Y'all will take and do something 2 years ago just so it can materialize today. I've seen him do it so many times. It's things he has spoken to me 20-some years ago that I'm seeing him materializing today. When that great faith is there. Now remember, I said there's a difference between just faith and great faith. Faith, you know, we can admit all of us have a measure of faith. I don't want mine to be measurable. Meaning that wherever Yah is needed to be trusted, that's where I am. I don't care what circumstance, I don't care how it look, you name it across the board, wherever faith is required, that's where I want mine to be. Great faith. We have these measures. Go ahead. I'm stuck. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I heard this saying, and it's right coincide with what you're saying. Whatever area that you don't have faith in, that's where you can't be used by God. So that's your limitation, right? So mm-hmm. if for it to be immeasurable means that you can't, there's no area where you can't be found faithful. So, for example, mm-hmm. I trust you, God, in finances, but I don't trust you, God, in health. Or I trust you, God, in this, but I don't trust you, God, in that. Mm-hmm. And whatever area that is, I'm realizing like you that you don't trust him in. That's your limitation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the limitation you put on yourself from the perspective of dealing with God, right? So for it to be immeasurable, basically you can't put that limitation on God in any area.
Mm-hmm.
And when you operate that way, then it becomes immeasurable because there's nothing that can hinder you from being used by God.
Mm-hmm. This is in reference to Christ, but I want to show you that this is there. Now the scripture tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Okay. Now, when you look at John 3 verse, I'm going to just start at verse 30. It says he must increase but I must decrease. And I'm not gonna. This is John here. I just started verse 27. John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourself bear witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him, forerunner. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, Christ, and I must decrease." That's what John was saying. Okay, so when you look at the word increase here, it means enlarge, grow. And you look at decrease, it means lessen, make lower. John had the mindset that in a nutshell, because Christ was on the scene, he had to be shown. In order for him to be shown or revealed, or for people to follow him, John said he had to decrease. Now, then he says, "He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, he testified, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that Yah is true. For he whom Yah has sent, the words of Yah, sent speaketh the words of Yah, for Yah giveth not the Spirit by measure." You look at the word measure, when you look at the word measure, it means degree, limited portion. So when you look at Christ's mindset, he had the Spirit that influenced his mental disposition. He had the breath of Yah on him, and he wasn't limited. That's why he could walk on water. That's why he could do all these different things, because his faith was great in Yah.
Does it also coincide with the statement where he says, Satan coming for me but find nothing in me? It's like those two go hand in hand. It's the immeasurable faith and Satan not being able to find you. Do those two go hand in hand?
Yeah. Anytime we operate by the Spirit from the perspective of the way Christ did, then it puts us in the position where, as you mentioned, Satan can't find himself, or circumstances. In other words, nothing can happen that'll make us take our focus off on our primary purpose, which is the kingdom of our God. There are too many circumstances that takes us off of kingdom mind. Too many circumstances that take us off of kingdom mindedness. What is it that goes on that causes us to focus on it more than trusting Yah? As the elder pointed out, yes, I can't use it in that area. If healing is the limitation, yes, I can't use it to heal nobody, because you can't trust for nothing. So y'all need great faith out of us. He need us to be able to operate the same way our Savior operated. Y'all say, "I want to give you my Spirit, and you not be limited." That's one of the reasons why I keep saying to these Gentiles who are our enemy, who are our enemies and are constantly making statements about things that they're going to do to us as a people if things don't go their way. I make this statement all the time. I said they have not encountered Israel with the hand of God, the hand of Yah on them yet. When these nations encounter the remnant of Israel, there's some serious trouble. Because the remnant of Israel has a spear without measure. The remnant of Israel will look at thousands and take two and go in. And this is where Yah wants us. Now, there is just so many things I could tell y'all that I'm experiencing right now, and whereby the trust is there in every area when it comes to Yah, that Yah is not holding back and He's not limiting anything. Yeah, so you just move by faith. Trust me and move how I tell you to move, and I'll show you exactly what to do. I give you an example. Elder gave his testimony. I'm gonna give you mine. We got the building in Honey Grove, 2009. So 11 years ago. I'm laying in the bed, and I said, okay, y'all, we have to get doors. And the doors that we have to get, for the daycare wing, they want glass door, glass in the door so they could just walk down the hall and look in each classroom without disturbing the classroom. And I'm like, okay, y'all, this is like about 14 doors or so that we got to get, and with it being glass, we probably looking at $300 to $500 a piece, for this, but we're entering into these stages where we gotta do this. And I said, y'all, I'm just trusting you and believing you that when we get to that stage, the doors are there. As soon as I said that, y'all show me a flag. I saw them glass doors in Honey Grove. He said, take those glass doors and bring them up here. Take the doors that you have up here that don't need glass doors down in Honey Grove. That's why they always going peeping in the room and meddling with stuff. Put some doors there they can't look in. Take the doors that you already purchased. We got those doors 2017, when we was just getting ready to start the renovation. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2017, maybe 16. Mm-hmm. We got all those doors. It was about 30 of them. Got all those doors. We didn't know what the heck we were going to do when we just got them because they were there and they were $5 a piece. Mm-hmm. Can't beat the deal. But y'all knew. Y'all said, you just be faithful, get these doors, and I'm going to show you what to do when the time comes. Same thing. Same thing.
You don't even know. But when the right time comes, yeah. It's like, here you go.
We got those doors, they have a clue what we're going to do with. We knew we were going to put it. We were like, okay, we're going to put them in the building. But we like, these ain't been the type of door we want. But we got them. We said, let's just get them. They cheap. They $5 a piece. Yeah, I said, take them doors, put them down there. Take them heavy-duty glass doors. And they broke some of the windows out. He said, they can be fixed. Take them heavy-duty glass doors, bring them up here, and stick them in that area, and your doors are taken care of. I got enough doors down there. I gave them to you in 2009, and I've been holding them for you for 11 years. But to use this example, if my faith was just faith, trusting Yah in one area but can't trust Him for the doors, that would have revealed it. Yah already has it laid out. All we have to do is to have great faith. It's already laid out. I got a meeting tomorrow. these folks I wrote the grant for has been in old Bibles, answering every question that I have, having conference calls. These folks not playing. Y'all like, all I need for you to do is have great faith. It's always been there. It's just that I never released it because you just had faith for it. Now your faith is great. I can do something. Faith not gonna get it done in these last days. Mute your phone.
I have something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
this is similar to what y'all were saying, but I feel like it's maybe not on as grand a scale, but it was an awesome thing to me. And here's what it was. When I got married in 1980, had a wedding photo album with my pictures, with my family in it, pictures of his dad's family in it, and with my parents being deceased. I couldn't find that to save my life. And it was like 7 years. And I moved a couple of times, and Alan would tell you, I said, I don't think I know, the movers must have took it. He said, well, why would movers take that? And I said, well, I don't know, but I can't find it nowhere, and it's not something that I would have lightly misplaced. But it went missing for that number of years. And when my brother passed away, I wanted to get pictures out of it, to use in his film program. Couldn't find it. So when things like that happen, I just dismiss it out of my mind, so I'm not, worried about it, being distraught about it, because I say to myself, if it's not anything that I can affect change in, I need to change the subject and think about something else, and that's the way I passed it off. But I don't know what brought it to my mind. If something came up and I was looking for it again, I looked everywhere. And it's like y'all just tell me to go in the garage, and if you've been in my garage, it's stuff. And some stuff not easily you can get to. And I just kind of walked out there and looked around, and he said, over there. And I went over there, and the first thing I looked in, there was the album. And I was just so elated and outdone and just can't believe it. It's like, how did this happen? And it was nothing on my part. He just took me straight to it. And I've been searching. I looked through, and I'll bet you I have even looked through that container and didn't see it. But when he led me out there and turned me around and said over there, first place that I looked, that's where it was. And there may be some reason for that hasn't quite been revealed yet, why he chose to point that out and show it to me at that time. I'll just have to wait and see, but it was awesome in the way he did it, because it didn't have nothing to do with me. I didn't have a clue.
Well, I'm going to say to you, encourage you, to say you're understanding why now. Because when you look at what we're discussing, Yah is showing all of us with these testimonies that whatever need to take place, even in the smallest minute things, that he has the wisdom, the ability to lead us exactly to the place or to deal with the circumstance. Go ahead.
And the forethought to make provision for something for you
ahead of time.
Way before you ever gonna be there.
Yes. Yeah, all it takes is trust on our part. Go ahead.
So, I mean, even in that vein, it just encourages me for the future. Like, he could be making provision for us in the wilderness right now.
We know.
It's being provided for us, and we just gonna catch up to it when that time comes.
I'm gonna tell you now. What the scripture said, we're not gonna have to prepare for anything. Times pass in ignorance. That's not a bad word. Just me, you understand. In time past, I was like, okay, we're going to have to grow stuff and things like that. And once we are in that place, Yah is going to cause it to bloom. Wherever we go, nature is going to prepare or fall in line with the will of Yah, and things are going to start growing from nowhere, you know, out of nowhere. We're going to have all the fruit trees, all of the, you know, the herbs and vegetables, all these different things. It's already there. It may not be even out of the ground yet, but when we go, that stuff is just going to start blooming. And so Yah is preparing, and he's doing things. And as long as we continue to walk by faith in every area, then we'll start. We won't have no limitations. Y'all take us in a garage and show us where you know a photo album is, and it seems like it's something that may not be very big to somebody else, but that's how y'all does it. Y'all take the littlest, smallest things. Yes.
The other thing I want to say is it takes obedience on our part, even in something that small, because when I could not have gone out there to look. I could have said, well, what's the point? I've already looked out there 150 times, so what's the point going out there looking again? But I didn't hesitate, and that's one thing I've learned in God dealing with me. When I perceive He's speaking to me, I get up and move immediately. But I could not have done that, and that would have been a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think goes back to the faith part, right? Like, if you can't trust him in this area, then you miss out because you didn't trust, right?
Faith has corresponding action, right? So it's not faith when it was like, okay, he told me to go out there and do it, and I didn't even do it. No, that's not faith. No, faith is corresponding to what he's saying, corresponding to how he's dealing with us. Continue to have our trust in Him, regardless of what is going on. That's what it is, and so it becomes great when there is no area where we lack it. We trust Yah in all things, regardless of the circumstance.
Okay,
go ahead. Pastor.
Yeah. So. Does that go with you gotta have an ear to hear, to know that it's God when he's talking to you for you to move? When he say move, like Mama Co said, she may have been looking through that place many times before, and because, you know, he gave her the instruction to go out there and look again. And like she said, she believed she went through that before and didn't find it. And it's because she listened to the voice of God that she was able to, you know, find something that was important to her.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to have the ability to listen. But at the same time, it's important for all of us to understand that we have to start somewhere. He may not have said something to you, but you felt a leading, or some people may call it intuition, however way you want to look at it. You feel that impression that say, okay, I need to do this. I need to respond to this. Whenever those things, oh, I heard you, y'all. You know, at time when you said something said, that's what I'm talking about right there. Something. Anytime a person says something said, that something's never wrong. Think about it. Something told me to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Identify who that something is. Quit calling him something. He's dealing with all of us.
Right.
Quit calling him something said. Start to acknowledge him, and as you acknowledge him, that faith will become great in him. Great as in, I trust him in everything. Mm-hmm. I can trust him to go out there in the garage. I can trust him to go and find that drive that I've been having for 2 years. I can trust him to allow him to show me doors. Like, he showed me all them open doors in the hallway. The doors were open. Look at all that glass in them doors, boy. Go on down there and get them things and bring them up here. I put them down there just for this. If you finish trying to mute your phone, you know, and so these things are vitally important for us to do. Yah doesn't just want faith out of us. he wanted to the point to where it cannot be measured by circumstance. Faith is faith, regardless of what we're dealing with. When it's going well, faith is still there. Don't stop trusting him when things going well. You know, some people do that. Oh, I got all my stuff now. I ain't got to go to church no more. Stuff like that. There's some people do that. Keep trust no matter what is going on. Keep your trust in Yah. When you do that, we're now on our way to having great faith. There's no limitation. So all these things are happening. Even as far as my example that I use, as far as my health is concerned, I went to Yah. It's okay, Yah, let me show in that area. I guess he said, this boy not playing. Let me let him show. It ain't been easy. Well, I've been getting wore out this year, boy, and this past year, man. It hadn't been easy. Missed a lot of sleep. Went through a lot, but a lot of time I laid in that bed, and I just kept saying to Yah, I got to go through this, y'all. I got to stick in here. I've never had any health issues in my life. And y'all said, okay. Your faith is still there. You know, now I'm concerned because he blessing me even in this thing that I'm going through, and I picked up 20 pounds in the week. I was 192 last week. 212. So y'all like, I'll take care of you, but you're gonna go through. You gonna keep me. You gotta go through this. Okay, fine. Now, Matthew 15, verse 21 says, then Yahushua went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. Let me tell you something. Yah is not impressed with our circumstance. Our circumstance don't move him. Lon, because you're going through something physically, that don't move Yah. Yah don't look at Lon and say, oh, my poor baby boy, let me fix him. By the time I've been like, yeah, this is rough, he said not a word. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know, Gentile nations, Christians have a hard time accepting that. Christ did not come to them. Christ came for Israel. He says it plain. That woman was a Gentile. She was a Canaanite. She was descendant of Ham. Y'all were like, woman, I ain't thinking about you. That's what Christ was saying.
Yeah, they don't know how to deal with that statement.
They can't. Because God love all lovers. He ain't talking to you when he said Jacob's trouble. He did not send Christ to deal with you. He sent Christ to deal with us, and we were supposed to deal with you. To show you the way to him so that you can get to the Father. That's our role. We dropped the ball. That's why you got all these doctrines out there now. Christ made it plain. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He did not go deal with the Gentiles. He dealt with them in a certain perspective, but he did not go seeking them to deal with them. He dealt with our nation. But look at this woman. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." Now that when you look at the word worship, it means the kiss, pay homage, reverence. Okay, there's nothing wrong with worshiping Christ. We just have to understand that he's the Son and not the Father. There's only one God, and that is Yah. Well, I mean, it's okay to say in Jesus' name. I say it when I pray in Yahushua's name. But in reality, when you say in his name, basically what you're identifying is that because of what he has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, we now have access back to the Father. We're saying in the authority of his name. So that's why I say it. So when I say, I thank you for, use this for example, Yah, I thank you for giving us understanding of the scriptures in the name of Yahushua, in the authority, because it is me walking in the authority of that name that give me access to the Father. So that's why I say in the name. So that means in the authority. Most people say it as a cliche, and it has no true meaning to it. It's just what most people are used to saying instead of understanding why. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with saying in the name of Jesus. I say it all the time when I pray. I always acknowledge that's a form of worship. I always acknowledge the Son for what he has done for me, and through his obedience he has given me access back to my Father. That's worship and acknowledging him. And so she worshiped him or reverenced him, paid homage from that perspective. So she came. So I just wanted to address that. And so verse 25, then came she and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." He is Lord. Okay? But he's not Lord Yah. Okay? But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." That's what they call Gentiles. Call Gentiles dogs. Call them dogs and swine. Okay, because that's how they looked at Gentile nations. Our nations looked at Gentile nations as dog and swine. Well, she responds in verse 27 and said, and she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." You know, you have old stray dog, you know, something fall off the table, you know, he gonna get it. And she, go ahead.
So that's an indication of the faith, right? She didn't let the circumstance deter her from believing in it.
Exactly.
For it to get met.
Exactly. You didn't come to reach me, per se. You came to your own brethren, but at the same time, I got something for you. There's something that I got that gonna move you. I'm just paraphrasing it. So verse 27 says, and she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." You know, even old stray dog will benefit if he hang around the table. She was like, "I ain't going nowhere. I'm not sitting at the table. I'm gonna hang around for some crumbs." Look what Christ says. And Yahushua answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith." You have so much trust that this can be done that you don't that you refuse to allow this circumstance and be told that you're not being dealt with to stop your faith in what you believe for. That's great faith.
So if y'all trying to get us to be more thick-skinned, do we give up too easily?
Yeah, we do. You know, that's why I said I've been dealing with this for a year. Yeah, it didn't have to take that long. But he's like, okay, boy, you came to me and said you wanna, you want me to do this so you can be an example. I'm going to let you go a while. Let you go a while. Oh, yeah, anybody can be sick for a few days. I'm going to take you a year in county. See what you say. See what you got said in. As you mentioned, yeah, thick skin. It is time for our skin to thicken when it comes to great faith.
Can't let one little cut stop it.
Man, please.
I mean, even from the context of what we understand, enemy in his camp is a lot more thick-skinned than I think we are. They take them losses and be like, we just work that into the plan and keep on going. Mm-hmm. We be like, it didn't work.
Yep. You know, I have to say it the way y'all just dropped it in my spirit. When it comes to trusting y'all, I'm like this woman. By all means necessary. If I can't sit at the table, I'll get on the table and wait on some crumbs. I'm getting mine. That's my mindset. Once I put my trust in y'all, my faith in y'all, I don't know no other way to operate. If one door closed, I'm going to just keep pushing down that wall until I find another one. Because my trust is in y'all. And I'm like, this door closed because you don't want me to go through this door closed. So let me quit walking this wall. Let me keep walking this wall and pushing until I find this other door. Because I know there is a way. And you're going to reveal it to me if my faith stay great. That's the other point out. Most people, they go to that one door is closed. They go sit down. Man, this ain't real. Verse 28, Yahushua answered, said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou will. When your faith become great, be it as you will. That's why I tell people this. I say it all the time, and I mean what I say. I have never experienced failure in Yah. Never. I've never failed at anything when it comes down to Yah. Because great is the faith in him to do exactly what he says he's going to do. My record is perfect when it comes to Yah. It may happen 2 years down the road. It may happen 5 years down the road. It may happen 10 years down the road. It may happen 20 years down the road. In that case, church started in 1994. It may be 26 years or 28 years. I keep forgetting we've been doing this. So 26 years ago when y'all started this here. 26 years. I ain't tired. And I ain't giving up. Everything that Yah has said, I will experience. And y'all to have the same mindset. Last time reading it now. And Yahushua answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Once we enter into great faith, things will start to happen faster and faster. Yeah, I'm just saying this. You know, I finna say I don't know how it's gonna turn out. Yeah, I say yeah, you do. I had a meeting back on September 23rd to dispute the amount that they were charging us for the taxes on the property up here, and got them to lower it, lower it at a small amount. We was gonna end up paying about $20,000. what they had upped the price to. And so, pretty close. And so, I protested, won the protest. But the gentleman, he asked me, he said, I see on our paperwork here that y'all organization has been tax exempt for years. He said, well, why are y'all paying taxes now? So I explained to him what I was told back then. He said, I ain't never heard of that. He said, who told you that? I said, one of the representatives of the appraiser district. He said, I ain't never heard of that. I said, well, you know how I am now. Oh, you ain't never heard of? Well, what are we going to do about that money we done gave y'all then?
Right. That's what I was thinking. That's the first thing I was thinking.
First thing I said, so he said, oh, you ain't never heard of? What you going to do about that money? Oh, y'all been saving it for us then. Okay. You put it back for when we need it. Okay. So he said, well, I can't rule on that because, you know, we're here for the property value. So that's why I'm here to rule on. He said, but I strongly encourage you to further pursue this. He said, because I've never heard of that before. And I like know who told you that. Mm. Because I told him, I said, it was done. I said, we were targeted. That's what I told him. I said, I believe that we were targeted because there are people who were making attempts to confiscate our property through the appraisal district. I said, because we maintained the property, so there was no reason why we should have been on the radar in the first place. All these vacant buildings around here, you know. And he said, well, I strongly encourage you to do it. Oh, you best show, buddy, I'm going to do it. So I sent them an email and was explaining the circumstance that we want our money back. Mm. And I'm waiting on a reply. Yeah, I said, when you need it, I got it. I'm just waiting on your faith to be great.
So is our tax exempt status back in place?
Oh, that's going to be dealt with in this. Yeah, that's why I sent the email to get it started, get the process started. So, but he did. He was like, I ain't never heard of that before. How can they just take the taxes off of you like that? You know, I read certain laws in reference to that, but now that I look at them, you know, y'all keep you ignorant until you're ready for you to be smart. And when I looked at it, I was like, I don't even know if that even applied to our circumstance. And I basically said in the email, the letter attached to the email, I said, so basically in a nutshell, what y'all did was penalize us for something that devastated happening to us. I said, because we was in it before it happened. So we'll see. But you know, that's what I wanted to share with y'all tonight about, you know, great faith. Yeah, we all want to start somewhere. We all been given the measure of faith. You know, to trust Yah and to believe Him for things. But where we're going, Yah want it without measure. He don't want us limited. Because when we're limited, we can be controlled. I've had so many people to tell me over the years when I tell a story about, you know, not no one here, but I'm just saying people in general, to tell me when I tell a story about me turning down $30 million, I get so many people say I would have taken it. And my response is always, oh, so you got a price, huh? You got a price that you'll take to walk away from Yah. That's what you're saying. What I was saying is You can't buy me. I've already been bought and paid for. Christ paid the price for me to have access to my Father. I'm not for sale anymore. I say this and I'm done. Yah is looking for a people that doesn't have a price. He's looking for people who can't be bought. Because if we could be bought, what I mean by bought, if circumstances can present itself that'll make us not trust Yah, then we just been bought. If sickness calls me not to trust Yah, I just been bought. Sickness just purchased me. If finances, you name it, if anything goes on that causes us to not trust Yah, we just been purchased by it. That's why Christ said he couldn't find anything in him. There was nothing going on in Christ that Satan could purchase. Christ was not for sale. All right. Any questions, comments? If not, I'm finished. Okay. Father Yah, we thank you for revealing to us that you've been dealing with us in areas of faith all along. And we just bless you for that. But we admit that our faith has been in measures. But we're trusting you and walking by faith in you and putting our total reliance upon you, that our faith become great. Whereas no circumstance can purchase us away from you. We've already been bought and paid for. Christ has paid the price, and you have given him as a ransom, and we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.